Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where I am literally so darn excited to be doing this podcast today that I just did a little finger gun dance to our theme song, because there is nothing more fun than collecting the amassed data of the week than seeing my little 2 p.m. on Friday reminders go crazy with all the things that I have identified throughout the week.
I just had a wave of good feelings as we played the music and started the intro.
Yeah. Me too.
I hope our audience feels the same way. Because, yeah, it just feels good to do this show.
It does.
And my things came to me this week. I did not find... Sometimes I have to go out and find them. But this week, they just showed up. Knocked on the door like, hi, I'm your thing.
I was going to say, like, what did they do? They were by telegram? It was a carrier pigeon situation? An owl?
They just sort of appeared. Yeah. Like, one of them
I
kind of pieced together on my own. It was one of those, like, saw it, and was like, wait, maybe a thing. And then the other one was one I just kept hearing about. And then when I finally saw it one more time, I'm like, okay, that's it. It's definitely.
All right. Lay it on me. I need to know.
Yeah, let's start with that one. The Verzuz song battles, V-E-R-Z-U-Z, started by producers Swizz Beatz and Timbaland, generally on Instagram. These are hip-hop artists, R&B artists, going head-to-head and have become must-see TV on Instagram Live every Saturday.
Oh my gosh, I have not heard of this, and I am so excited about this.
Yeah. T-Pain squared off against Lil Jon, Nelly and Ludacris, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, and of course the legendary one so far has been, from what I have been told, Teddy Riley and Babyface.
Oh my goodness. After his string of technical difficulties cut the first match short, the meeting carried Super Bowl level significance, exceeding 500,000 viewers, including former First Lady Michelle Obama. This is amazing. This is the new DJ D-Nice. This is the new, like, Club Quarantine.
Yeah. Club Quarantine is where you go to chill. Versus is where you go to be entertained.
Oh, my God. This sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for this. I have to say, like, Instagram Live really has become TV. Like, it's pretty remarkable. I know that there's a lot of live series on YouTube and whatever, but I feel like those are not the ones I'm hearing about. Like, maybe the barrier to entry is just higher for YouTube versus people just like flipping on and starting to live stream on Instagram. I don't really know, but I feel like the meta thing to your specific thing is like, boy,
yeah,
people are watching a lot of Instagram Live in quarantine.
That's a good call. And I think it's because it comes with less trappings. That's been Instagram's advantage for a while. Has been like, hey, well, since stories anyway, it was like, hey, you can just put the thing up, you know? And I think with Instagram Live, it's like on YouTube, you've got all this YouTube-ness around and things about YouTube creators and YouTube creators being angry at YouTube. And, and does the live streaming really work? And I have to use OBS. And Instagram Live is like, I hold my phone up and I talk to you.
Yeah, totally.
That's it.
Maybe I put my phone, like I prop it up on something
Sure.
or put it on a tripod.
Ooh. Being fancy.
Yes.
Why not? Yeah.
It is the complete simplicity of it. 300,000 to 500,000 viewers for a Versus stream. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I cannot wait to watch this. Okay, how did this show up to you? Like, you just kept seeing it mentioned, or you've watched some?
I listened to the Snob OS podcast, and Brother Tech and Tech Diva, the hosts, were talking about the Babyface Teddy Riley one. And then they've mentioned the Jill Scott Erykah Badu on last week's episode. So I've been hearing them talk about it and what they thought about it and which ones they liked and all of that. And then I was seeing references on Twitter. And then this Wired story came through my feeds today, May 22nd. And I was like, that's it. If, you know, it's like, over now. Wired's on it.
And like hilariously, this is indeed about how not TV has become like TV, which is so interesting because I keep finding that people, like, I've got some friends who are really into traditional TV or just know what's happening, right? And so they'll be like, oh, yeah, there's a, like, I have not known about any of these network-wide shaboodles that have happened during quarantine, like the, the All at Home Together, or the specials, or the graduation one. I'm like, I didn't know anything about that. I was just either watching the internet or, like, watching old stuff.
TRS 201 says the next one is 112 versus Jagged Edge. The next versus.
I don't know who that is. Dang it. Whatever, I'm going to watch it and pretend I do.
I was going to pretend I knew and hoped you did. But
I know. Okay. I'm just like, I'm going to go with it. I am not that cool.
Yeah. Also, that I'm pretty sure it's probably, I pronounced both of them wrong. It's probably amazing. Like 112 and Haged Edhe or something.
let's just assume that's the case. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to take us back way back to the pedestrian and discuss the apparently growing problem of ergonomics at home.
Cogito ergonomic.
Ergonomic. Because what I am finding is that buying a new office chair is a thing. Like, just go to Twitter and search for office chair. Just start polling any of your friends and see if they happen to have purchased an office chair recently. Like, it is just becoming this. Everyone is in pain, I assume, from working at home for so long and sitting in their, like, crappy chair or being on their couch or whatever it is that they're doing. And now they're like, oh, I need a chair.
Hey, Elon Musk, this is a wild request, but could Tesla consider making an office chair?
I mean, right?
Wow, like, I underestimated how great it is to have an office chair at home. I added a heating pad to my office chair. Oh my God, you're right.
I got a new office chair finally, and it's so comfy, and my feet don't touch the ground. I'm so happy. Yep. I'm seeing them on Craigslist. Uh-huh. After a month of waiting, my new office chair finally came. I can only assume that Wirecutter must have done an upgrade. I should probably go check.
Well, assuming that a combination of people who ordered all at once and, you know, office chairs got delayed with the recent announcements by multiple companies that work from home will last forever in some cases, if not to the end of the year, means, yeah, suddenly you're at peak office chair because some of the people are getting their office chairs for the first time and other people are finally admitting, like, you know what, this is going to last longer. Maybe I didn't think it would. I better get an office chair for home.
Yep, yeah, exactly. And so then, and then there is, of course, the inevitable dilemma of, like, is it ugly? What should we do? The Wirecutter updated their guide on April 9th. So, yes, they were right on it. With just like, okay, which one should you get?
Yeah.
Obviously, they recommend the Steelcase Gesture, which is $1,000.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's their money's no object pick. Got it.
Or their runner up, of course, the Herman Miller Aeron chair.
The runner up is the Aeron? Oh my gosh.
Which I'm sure we would always love. Yeah. I mean, yeah, office chairs are no joke, apparently. The Herman Miller Sail, which is more like $545. God, I hope some companies are budget? Reimbursing
There's always a
people.
Budget pick with them.
The budget pick is the Hon, H-O-N Exposure, which is $283 or $272. Jeez,
from
Amazon.
That's still up there.
I know.
No,
I guess, you know what? All this guide explains why people are talking about it so much, because it is like no joke. TRS201 is like, which one are you buying tonight? Because it's my birthday and I'm shopping. I'm good. I've been working from home for a long time. So I actually have like a nice, it's kind of an antique one. And then I rotate it out with the yoga ball. I got a system.
Yeah, I rock a $50 piece of crap from Office Depot. Like, yeah. And I've been sitting on it for a long time. It works for me. And other people are like, how can you sit in this chair? I'm like, I don't know. It's just,
maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to upgrade.
But I don't have a problem with it. That's right. The thing. I just,
yeah, exactly.
I use the chair as a launching pad, right? I don't sit in it because I'm often doing shows that are on camera. So I'm always leaning forward out of it. If that makes any sense. Whereas most of these good office chairs, like the Ames, those are for like letting them envelop you and laying back and sitting in them.
I mean, amazing.
I got to give credit to my wife. First thing out of the gate when work from home started in March, mid-March, she's like, a mortar and a chair. And she got a S-Racer gaming chair. And immediately on all her first round of video conferences, everyone she works with was like, what is that chair? Your chair is great. Oh, my gosh. You know, so yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, definitely, definitely a thing.
Okay. I know I just said I'm not going to shop, but I am on. I am looking at this, the sale one, the basic work chair, and it does come in white and it looks so cool.
It's probably super comfortable, too.
Oh, biscuits.
It probably just
Move
wraps
on.
Around you like a warm blanket of productivity.
It's so cool. It just looks like it's so cool. It's like all mesh and awesome. It's like a Spider-Man chair.
Man, if we ever just want to sell out to the shopping network.
I mean, how have they not called us yet?
Right?
For God's sake.
One of them. There's so many of them.
Send us right. stuff. Okay, I'm done. Move on.
My other one is S.
Oh, yeah.
As a grade.
Uh-huh.
And this is coming from a point of confusion as you know, someone who is nigh upon 50. S meant satisfactory.
Mm-hmm.
We went through a brief period, I think, in my elementary school where they switched off the A, B, C, D, and they did O, S, and I. So
okay.
O was outstanding, S was satisfactory, and I was insufficient.
And
I remember when they switched back off of it, they kept I instead of F. So all through elementary school, people were like, what grade you get? Did you get an I? And then they'd make puns about eyes and, you know why he sees so well? Because he always gets eyes. Ha ha ha. But yeah,
wow.
So that's what S means to me. So I'm playing Animal Crossing as, you know, a majority of the world is apparently right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
thing.
I'll try to keep this short, but you build your own little house and the Happy Home Academy comes and gives you a grade on your house, how well it's decorated. And I got an S and I'm like, oh, only satisfactory. And then I found out, oh, no, S is above A and B. B is the worst you can get in the game. S is superior. I'm like, oh, OK, that's interesting. Then I noticed that Garrett Weinzierl, one of my podcast co-hosts, put a ranking of snacks up, which, by the way, is pretty great.
Hilarious.
Wheat Chex and Rye Chip were in his S tier, which is above the A tier, the B tier, the C tier, the F tier, and the Gift of the Dogs tier. And so I'm like, wait a minute. So S as a classification is just in the gestalt. It's in there. And I found this year or so old Quora post where, yeah, apparently some grading schemes have switched to S being 91 to 100, and A is now demoted to 81 to 90.
Okay, that does blow me away because I didn't know that it was actually happening in like schooling. I just thought it was strictly a gaming thing, and the only reason I knew about it is because Beat Saber has S, and I'm always trying to get S instead of, yeah. And I think you might even have double S. I'm not really sure because I've never gotten one.
Whoa, double S.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
You're so good. This is so perfect because it's totally a thing. But I did not know it had become
and
the new A+.
It's definitely coming through gaming for sure.
Yep, I think so too.
Uh-huh. Garrett's a gamer, so that makes sense. But I don't know if it came from gaming into other places or if it came from some standards institutions into gaming somehow.
Yep, I wonder too.
Tsubasa is found a Wikipedia article that says it apparently started in Japanese school systems, which would make sense into the getting into some of the gaming in Sony and Nintendo, right? Because people went through those school systems, designing games. Yeah.
Fascinating. See, that's why we do the show with Discord, so that we can find out during the show where it came from. That is so awesome. Okay, so my thing, I am sort of excited to try, except I don't know where I'm going to procure the necessary items, although given their popularity, perhaps it won't be that hard. I have now had like three people that I actually know text me and ask if I'm doing butterfly pea flower tea, or more specifically, butterfly pea flower tea cocktails.
Okay. This just feels like a classic Molly nailed it, like right out of the gate, right?
I mean, I guess so. I literally was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I dare you to say butterfly, pea, flower, tea five times, even remotely fast,
What's the Latin name for the butterfly pea?
I know exactly. But apparently the deal is they change color. And that's why it's super awesome to make for cocktails. The butterfly pea flower tea itself, just try it. And it comes in these beautiful, it's like a flower, and it comes in like this beautiful rich indigo blue and purple and this dark green. I mean, it looks like Easter egg dye. Like, it's so bright and pretty. And evidently people drink this tea because they think it promotes memory and intelligence and reduces stress and might be good for diabetes and a local anesthetic and an antioxidant. You know, whenever anything like this gets popular, it's like, yeah, it can do all the things, everything, all the things. And then, though, since it makes pretty colors, people were like, we need to turn this into a cocktail. And evidently, like, I found an article referring to this from 2019, last summer. But I had not heard a thing about it. And apparently this is the summer that it is actually taken off, because people are like, yep, I'm doing all the things. Yeah, look, the pictures in Discord. I mean, it's spectacular, the colors.
The color of the liquid is known to change with the pH. So you can add lemon juice and change it from blue to purple, for instance.
I mean,
that's a great cocktail trick, right? You can do all kinds of cool things with that.
Yeah. Butterfly pea flower tea comes in an extract form, which you can buy on Amazon. And then this lets you change the color of drinks like a French 75. You combine simple syrup, gin, and lemon juice in a shaker, and then add the mixture to a champagne flute. Pour a 2-ounce champagne floater, and then put a couple of drops of the extract, and then pew, it turns purple.
Oh my gosh. And if you're like, wait, but I'm on the wagon, don't drink, store-bought lemonade will change colors.
Amazing.
And this Food and Wine article you've got here, he makes the butterfly pea flower tea into blue ice cubes, which turn the drink pastel purple once you pour the lemonade on them.
Oh, that is insane.
Yeah.
I'm doing this. I'm ordering some now. I know. I'm not buying the expensive chair, but I'm definitely butterfly pea. You should have seen me, by the way, trying to add this to my reminders, because the way that I do everything.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I was like, butterfly, flower, pea, tree, oil.
I've added several flies and tea tree oil to your shopping list. Yeah.
And I know this is audio, so I just want to spell it for you. P-E-A.
Right.
Is how you spell that. Yeah. Butterfly pea. But yes, apparently, I mean, and now I'm just looked it up on Amazon. It's everywhere.
With There's the leaves powder. Of the leaves or the flowers of the butterfly pea and the leaves or stalks of lemongrass. Huh.
I need to add extract, because I need pretty cocktails. Oh my God, here it is. I could get it by Sunday. Guys, I can have Memorial Day by now. Done. Okay.
I'm laughing, and I'm not going to pass them along, because I scrolled down on this one page to the benefits and uses, which, you know, start with some things that would be reasonable from a tea and then end with cancer. like, okay.
Oh, yeah. No, it has literally all of the crazy pants that, you know, it's CBD or yeah.
But it's cool enough on its own, right? I'm sure it has some nutritional benefits, too, but it's just fun. I love this.
For God's sake. That was me trying to enter my password.
Never do that live. Passwords the worst. Someday we'll tell our grandchildren about passwords and how we had to live with them.
I can't do the CAPTCHA. I'm going to have to order this after the show. It's so sad.
Yeah, we used to have to memorize 15-letter non-English passwords and identify buses to log in, you kids.
I mean, honestly, if this thing had an easier name, butterfly pea flower tea, it would be the biggest thing going, because yeah,
why
doesn't
that
got this
rebranded with some, like, this usually happens, like, well, it used to be named as butterfly pea flower tea, but now it's, you know, BPT juice, or, you know,
like, right, exactly, like BPT blue, something.
Yeah, or power tea, or it's something weird. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Anyway, I'm looking forward to hearing more about this.
Let us move on to your things sent to feedback at itsathing.me. Paul wrote in to let us know something important. Adam Driver has resting quaka face.
That is hysterical. That is like the perfect way to put that.
Yes. So doesn't have to be a long email to make the show. We're just saying.
Yep, absolutely genius. Matt writes in with some telecommuting things. Hi, Tom and Molly. I've got two things fresh off the internet for you. First, like the Zoom happy hours in 104, distributed team and office game nights have really taken off. Oh, this is varied from trivia and charades to games from Jackbox. Jackbox is really fun. Multiple players use their devices as controllers and view a streamed screen for the game board or overview prompts. And then he says, another trend I've noticed from friends and witnessed and participated in myself has been streaming tours of your home a la MTV Cribs over Zoom. It's an interesting way to learn about coworkers' interests and hobbies. Much of what I've heard and seen after the tour has turned into mini sessions of live music, craft instruction, and cooking tutorials from people I shared desk space with pre-Rona. I feel it's in the style of supper clubs and secret concerts, but with the same novelty factor and the added benefit of introducing other facets and interests to coworkers. Both are like small batch artisanal YouTube or Twitch streams and have the same joyful vibe as some of the earlier Zoom happy hours had. Strongly recommend. Well wishes, Matt from Boston. I love that.
Yeah,
that is fascinating.
Thank
you, Matt from Boston. Yep. Super good.
Melly with a work from home thing says, hello, team. Balcony tables for people who want outside workspaces. My man friend sent and showed me a picture of one yesterday, and a friend posted her setup on Instagram today. These let people have an outside workspace while stuck at home and unable to use outdoor tables at their former usual coffee shops. Melly in San Diego, who still works full time since I'm an ER nurse. Well, thank you, Melly, for that. For sure. Yes. And thank you for this thing, which is definitely usable if people are like, oh my gosh, I hadn't thought about that. Right. Like, this is great.
I think I have been seeing that, especially as people are just trying to find like anywhere they can work. You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
We're just trying to change it up. Like, I'm sick of looking at these same walls. Right.
This one's kind of cool, though. I love how this is sort of like a floating one. Like, it looks like it's just stuck to the balcony. Anyway, genius.
Yeah, like clamps on. That is cool.
Yeah. Craig on theme weekend driving retail says, this isn't direct evidence of a themed weekend trend in my town, but I can tell you that the parking lot of the local Party City has been packed lately. And I mean, you'd think there was toilet paper and paper towels in there packed. I don't know what they're doing with all those party goods, but there's definitely something going on. Love falling into thingularity with you guys each week. Aw, that's so awesome.
Yeah. Huh. Is it the Target phenomenon? Where
I think it probably is.
Yeah, where we were talking in our bonus show about Molly and another friend of ours both going to Target for birthday reasons. I think people are, now that the things are easing up a little bit, depends on where you are, how much, people are like, you know what? Even if I can't have a bunch of people over, I can still decorate, still have a party.
I mean, I bought all these decorations at the dollar store.
Yeah.
And I am definitely going to like do it up in the house, because then it will feel like a 5-person awesome party.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Kenneth wrote in on my prediction of COVID nostalgia. As a truck driver in the Northeast, I'm really getting used to not having the traffic to deal with, and I'm really going to miss the open road. Mm-hmm. Amen to that, Kenneth. Totally hear that.
That was happening in the Discord of the pre-show also. Somebody was like, I'm really going to miss that when they, Yeah.
Well, we all know you've just been waiting for the shout-outs.
we know. Yeah,
we get it. Today's shout-outs are from the collected writings of the Greek historian, philosopher, and soldier Xenophon, mostly from the books of Anabasis, obviously.
As you do. All right, shall we? I mean, I'm going to have to look these up after and just be like, okay. Mike Akins gave a lifetime to the outpouring of his substance in the shape of the greatest benefits bestowed on all who cared to receive them. In other words, he made those who lived in his society better men and sent them on their way rejoicing.
True, but if you consider what are called the virtues in mankind, you will find their growth is assisted by Louis Saint-Amour.
True. An imposter is a man who claims more wealth and courage than he actually possesses. He's a man who begins what he can never finish. On the other hand, those who can make their friends laugh are Jake Woods.
If you wish to be thought a good estate manager or a good horseman or a good physician or a good flute player without really being one, just imagine all the tricks you have to invent just to keep up appearances. You might succeed at first, but in the end, you're going to be exposed as Gabrielle Cohen.
Who could already do all those things with ease.
Totally, yeah.
There is a deep and usually frustrated desire in the heart of everyone to act with benevolence rather than selfishness. And one fine instance of generosity can inspire Brad Sparks.
Most people, when they are set upon looking into Esther Pena's affairs, never turn to examine themselves.
I mean, that is so true.
Why are y'all sticking your nose at Esther Pena? Come on.
Flip that camera around, friends. I'm sure Xenophon,
the man in the mirror.
Xenophon would have said that had he had a selfie camera.
Xenophon, I think, did contribute to a lot of pop music.
I mean, I like have to believe you because I don't know, but I bet Rich knows.
I'm sure he does.
Oh, incredible.
Fantastic, as always. And of course, you can be immortalized in whatever comes from the mind of producer Rich by going top tier at Patreon, patreon.com/itsathing.
Yes, and thank you for the patrons that we already have, and of course for all of the email that you send us that keeps the show rolling along long after we have done bloviating about things we think are interesting. Email your things to feedback@itsathing.me, and we will see you again next week for our weekly dose of, I don't know, the best time of the week.
Exactly. Talk to you then.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.